do. Go ahead and share my screen here. Can you all see this? Awesome. Well, yeah, welcome to the February 9th meeting of the Identity Implementers Working Group call. Today we'll be reviewing working group statuses. There is no speaker, but if anyone has ideas for a speaker or has a session they'd love to submit, we'd love to hear from you. Reminder, we are adhering to the antitrust policy, so don't say anything that goes against these guidelines here. So yeah, we'll just kind of jump into our working group reports. It looks like the Hyperledger Indie Contributors Working Group met on the 31st of January here. Was anyone able to attend that meeting?
Yes, I did some exciting news there. There's now a Ubuntu 20.04 compatible release candidate for Sovereign Node. Testing has begun for replacing and creating new nodes. Sounds like that has gone well. Lynn, if you want to jump in with updates as well, that would be awesome. I think there are still some refactors to do on the Indie test automation and incorporating it into the Indie node pipeline. The branch comparison work is also awaiting review, but that is some great progress there. We also had a progress report from the DSR team, who has several different BCGov Code With Us projects that they're working on. They're done with updating the Vaughn network to use the recent to use the Indie VDR dependency instead of libindie. They have also finished up the new Indie CLI, and they are in progress on Indie test automation. They have made some improvements along the way in Asgard and Indie VDR. But yeah, that's mainly what has been going on there.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Shar.
So I will jump in and just add really quick that I upgraded two nodes on our temp net to be 2004 nodes, and those are still running well. Temp net, I just checked the temp net. It's all up and running and working well. There's still not a lot of load on it. We still need to put some load on it, but it's the 2004 upgrade seems to be working great.
Awesome. Good to know. Thank you, Lynn. So it looks like the Hyperledger Aries Working Group was scheduled to meet just yesterday. Was anyone able to attend the Aries Working Group meeting? All right. Well, it looks like they were doing some planning around OWF Aries components and some AIP3 tasks. The Aries Bifold User Group met on the 31st. Was anyone able to attend the Aries Bifold User Group? All right. Looks like they were discussing how to become a maintainer and some OCA demo discussion. The Aries Cloud Agent Python user group met on the 7th a couple days ago here. Was anyone able to attend this session?
Yes, I did. So we talked about the BCGov Code With Us ACAPI Indie SDK to Asgard conversion script project that Indicio has been working on. So I gave a demo of the migration script in action, starting up the agents with Indie wallets, populating the database with connection and credential records, running the migration script to transfer to the Asgard setup, then starting up the agents again to show that the connections and credentials are still present and active post-migration. So that is pretty much all wrapped up. I think the last thing is just getting the repo transferred to Hyperledger. So that's been a fun project. We also talked about there's an update on ACAPI container scanning, a mediator problem where messages are getting stuck when a connection is being established. Let's see, adding documentation to ACAPI. And yeah, I'm not sure we didn't quite get to the presentation request revocation intervals, but otherwise it was yeah, a good full meeting.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Shar. For the Aries framework JavaScript, looks like they met on the second. Was anyone able to attend this session? It looks like they were discussing Aries Bifold and demoed OCA themselves and the updates to the wallet. Hyperledger Ursa has not met. Hyperledger Anoncreds. Was anyone able to attend this meeting a few days ago? All right. Looks like they were talking about an issuer being generated or something not being issuer generated. WQL presentation and some PRs need to do. Trust over IP. Looks like we covered that in our last session. That's some older stuff. It looks like the governance stack TOIP working group has met. This was the same day as our last session. I'm not sure if we covered that. Was anyone able to attend this governance stack TOIP working group?
Yeah, I was there. One of the things that I'm trying to remember, I'm pretty sure we voted Savita as a vice chair. So that's that vice chair candidate discussion. So Savita is vice chair, I think, alongside Scott Perry. There's another meeting today, actually, where the next one is today. And yes, there was talk of the Trust Registry Task Force. I think there was also the Governance Architecture Task Force as well. Just briefly on the Governance Architecture Task Force, we had a really good meeting yesterday, and talked about some of the documentation and, you know, plans that we have going forward. For, you know, kind of laying out a design document for governance, for people to know how to develop governance. And that's sort of an ongoing discussion.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Looks like the technology stack working group for TOIP met on the first. Was anyone able to attend that meeting? All right, looks like they were looking for leadership volunteers.
On the trust spanning, I don't know if you just go up a little bit to the trust spanning protocol task force piece. So Sam Smith, he gave a presentation sort of last week, and then another one, I think it was yesterday morning. So there's two recordings now on Sam talking about his proposal for the trust spanning protocol. He has agreed to join Drummond and Daniel as the and Wenjing as sort of the leads of that. Those are both recordings of very interesting stuff from Sam.
All right, very cool. Thank you, Kyle. Looks like these groups haven't met since we last met. The concepts and terminology TOIP group looks like they had a meeting. Was anyone able to attend this session? All right, looks like they had a few progress reports, and we're talking about mental models task force. Doesn't look like the diff didcom spec or users group have met, at least not that I could find when I was updating this. Does anyone know if these groups have met around diff and didcom?
I think I believe they have been meeting with the schedule where the didcom spec working group is the first Monday of the month, and then the user group is the next three Mondays of the month. If there's a fifth Monday, there's a break. But I think their meeting notes often go on Discord. So, but yeah, I haven't been able to attend those recent meetings. So I think they have a meeting, but I'm not quite sure what they've been talking about lately.
All right, sounds good. We'll have to do some research on where to actually find those meeting notes. And then I think looks like the IoT special interest group met on February 1st. Was anyone able to attend this session? All right. I think the community credentials group then would be our last one. No, we covered that in our last session. All right. I think that concludes our wrap up of the working groups. As there is no speaker today, that'll be pretty much it, unless anyone has any announcements they'd like to share.
Just one quick announcement. There's an Indicio meetup that was rescheduled from the end of January to be February 28th, Tuesday. I'll send the link. It's Phil Windley talking about his new book, Learning Digital Identity. So I can put that on the meeting page under announcements too, to get the word out about that being rescheduled.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Char.
Speaking of Phil, I got a note today that IIW early bird pricing ends this Friday. So if you're planning to go to IIW and want early bird pricing, then I think Friday's the cutoff for that.
All right.
I have one thing as well. The Indicio testnet will be being reset in about 5 to 6 weeks. So anybody's listening to this and has stuff on the testnet, be aware that you'll have to re-put your stuff onto the testnet, the Indicio testnet, when that happens. So keep your eyes on the channels for anybody that's interested, and we'll make that more public in some of the Discord channels as we get a more firm date. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you, Lynn. I think that is all for today then. Thanks everyone for your time, and we will see you in a couple weeks. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Bye.